Morning Watch. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing, week 4. Blending and the reality of the body of Christ. Saturday. Related verses. Revelation 21:10 through 11. And He carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. Revelation 2:4-3. Immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald in appearance. Psalms 24:7-10. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O long-enduring doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? Jehovah strong and mighty, Jehovah mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up, O long-enduring doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? Jehovah of hosts. He is the King of glory. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life even unto death. Related reading. The reality of the body of Christ is the aggregate, the totality of such a living by a group of God-men. This kind of a living, which is the reality of the body of Christ, will close this age, the age of the church, and will bring Christ back to take, possess, and rule over this earth with these God-men in the kingdom age. They were perfected, completed, and consummated in the church age. So in the next age, the kingdom age, they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. The many believers who are not perfected and matured in the church age will be perfected and matured in the kingdom age by God's disciplinary dealing. In the 1,000 years of the kingdom age, God will exercise His sovereignty to discipline these dear ones, to deal with them in many ways, in order that He could perfect them to make them mature. At the end of the 1,000 years, they will be ready to join the ones who were matured earlier in participating in the New Jerusalem. Today in the church age, the God-men who were perfected and matured are Zion, the overcomers, the vital groups within the churches. But in the new heaven and new earth, the entire New Jerusalem will become Zion. Zion is the very spot where God is. That is the Holy of Holies. In Revelation 21, there is a sign signifying that the New Jerusalem will be the Holy of Holies. Its dimensions are the dimensions of a cube, 12,000 stadia long, 12,000 stadia wide, and 12,000 stadia high. The Holy of Holies in the Old Testament, in both the tabernacle and the temple, was a cube equal in length, breadth, and height. All the God-redeemed people will by then be transformed, not only to be the same as God in life and nature, but also to be the same in God's appearance. God's redeemed people have become absolutely the very God in life, in nature, and in appearance, but not in His Godhead. We all have to endeavor to reach this high peak. If you think it is too hard to reach this high peak and that the price to pay is too high, be prepared. In the next age, the price will be higher. All of God's redeemed people will eventually become gods as the very God in life and nature and in appearance, but not in the Godhead. The New Jerusalem is the God-men who have been transformed, glorified, and mingled with the processed and consummated triune God. The holy city will be a mingling to be God's increase and expression for eternity. We will enjoy and participate in this divine mingling for eternity. We surely need to be desperate to pray at any cost and to pay the cost just as the Apostle Paul did. We should not have the attitude that we are safe in the Lord because we have sacrificed our future and do not love the world, That is not adequate. You must know the intrinsic scene of all the spiritual things. God's intention is to make himself man, that man might become him. Then he and man will be united and mingled together to live a corporate life. Eventually, this holy city, Jerusalem, is the aggregate of all the visions and revelations. It is the constitution of the triune God with the tripartite man. This constitution, the New Jerusalem, will be a pair of lovers in eternity. This pair of lovers are men and God as well. They have become a kind of mutual abode in divinity and humanity. In this humanity, the glory of God will be expressed, manifested to the uttermost, full of brightness, full of splendor, and full of glory.